San Antonio's newest chamber group has set ambitious goals. TPR arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan has more.
They're called Agarita, and violinist Sarah Silvermansky defines their different objectives this way.
Sort of breaking down the outdated notion of the ivory tower and really getting into the community, doing things that maybe been tried a little bit here and there, but really fully committing to it. So we're working with lighting artists, chefs, visual artists, dancers, architects, and we're also trying to perform in various places in sort of non-traditional venues.
Violist Marissa Bushman says they also give the music context.
We always speak a little bit during our concerts to how it relates specifically to our collaboration. So for our 300 Years of Luminous Sound, which we performed as the closing event for Luminaria, we collaborated with lighting artist Chuck Drew, but also with the National Parks, Mission San Jose, and made sure that we really took this historic place and put the 300 years of San Antonio and celebrated it in a very historically important building.
Mansky says those who claim classical music isn't relevant are missing the point.
We don't need to keep it relevant. It is relevant. We just need to find ways to get that message across and invite people into what we do and see how it can impact them.
The quartet is recreating their Luminaria event with lighting designer Chuck Drew next Tuesday night at the Carver Cultural Center's Little Theater, and it's free. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.